This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We have an amazing topic today. Actually, this topic is appropriate for the cause. Today's share is dedicated by my dear friend, Dr. Menachem Fuchs, in honor of the yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir Kahana, Yud Ches Cheshvan, Chai Cheshvan, Hashem Yom Koim Damai. Okay. The first 20 psukim of this week's parsha are a very in-depth description of the purchase of the cave of the patriarchs, Maras HaMachpelah. What's of note is, nearly every time the Torah references the Maras HaMachpelah, it says, oh, the Maras HaMachpelah that Avraham bought from the Bnei Ches. So even though we have 20 psukim describing how he bought it from the Bnei Ches, the Torah will not waste an opportunity to describe how when they bury someone there, they're being buried in the kever. Okay, let's say at the end of Parshas Chayisar. Vayigvav ayomas Avram b'seva tov zog m'saveh v'yas v'amav. Vayikbro yisa Yitzchak v'yishol b'nav. Where? El ma'aras ha-machpelah. Now, really, you would have thought it could stop there. Where? El Sedei Ephraim ben Soichar Chiti Yashal Pnei Mamre. Okay, so now we got the address. We got a very exact address. And now we have to have the deed. Hasode Asher Kana Avraham Me'es Bnei Ches Shama Kubar Avraham Besoresh. I think we remember that Avraham bought it from the Bnei Ches. I think we remember that. It was the first 20 psukkim of the parsha. Then, let's talk about Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, listen, Yosef, my days are coming upon me. V'shachavti al nosik b'reini b'mitzrayim v'shachavti am avoysai v'nesasani m'yimtzam v'kvartani b'kvur asam. Let's see. And then Vayomer Yisrael o Yosef, Hine anochi meis, Vayalechem imadi. Okay. Then, at the end of Vayechi, oh, okay, here we go. Vayitzav oisam vayomer aleim, Ani nesaf el ami, Kivru oisi el avoisai, where? El hama'ora asher b'stei Ephraim hachiti. Where is the ma'ora? Ba'ma'ora asher b'stei hamachpela, asher al pnei mamre, Be'eretz Kanaan. But Asher Kana Avraham es Asoda Me'es Ephraim Achiti Lakhuzas Kavar. I think we know that already. We know how we got it. Why nearly every time we discuss the Maras HaMachpelah, we have to say how it was bought. In other words, if I send a message, Shir tomorrow is at 8:30 at 5:30 Peninsula in the house that was purchased on Erev Shavuos with the true mortgage company. I mean, it's not TMI, yeah? TMI. And then, by the way, we're not done. Because when Yaakov Avinu passes away, the Pasuk says, so the Pesukim say, Vayipol Yosef al pnei aviv, vayevkol vayishak loy, vayavru yimei v'chisoy, avi hishbiani lemar, Hine anochi meis bekivri asher karisi be'eretz Kanaan. Now here, that's also in the burial spot that I bought in the land of Canaan. Well, we don't know what country it's in. Now we need to know what country it's in. By the way, next Sunday's shir will be in the United States of America. And then, okay, you ready for this? Vayisu oisai banav artsa Canaan. Vayikbiru oisai. Oh, it's a good thing we mentioned. Asher kona Avraham es asode lachuzas kever me'es Ephraim achiti apnei mamre. You know, I think we got the point. We know where the Sedei HaMachpelah is. And we know how it was purchased. That's why the Torah dedicated 20 psukim in the beginning of Chayisara. Why is it so important? Every time we invoke Maras HaMapelah, we need to say that Avram Avinu bought it from the Mneches. So we have an interesting sefer over here. It's called Ben Melech. It was written by Rev Leib Mintzberg. I saw it quoted in a book called Dimensions in Chumash by Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein. So let's see what he says. And then I want to understand it in the context of something we've been learning recently. He writes over here on page Reish Lamed Daled, second column, Parsha zu shel knias maras hamachpelah marach ba'akosav betior nirchav. The Torah describes in great detail. One more diak I want to bring to your attention. Okay. At the end, it says, "V'achrekin kaver Avraham asar ishtay amaras sedeh hamachpela al pnei mamre hi chevroin v'yaretz kinan." It's in Israel. Oh, I didn't realize. He buried her in Eretz Yisrael. Where was the burial? It was in Elmont, in Long Island, in New York, in the United States of America. You know, that kind of guy. You want to run. How much information is it giving you? You know, in the Northern Hemisphere, in the planet Earth, in the Milky Way. In New York. In the United States. Yeah. Yeah. So, too much information. By the way, another thing we have to focus on is, look what the pasuk says. Vayakom sede Ephraim asher b'machpela asher lefnei mamre hasada v'hamar asher bay b'chol ha'etz asher b'asada asher b'chol gvul ha'yisaviv la'avraham le'mikna le'enei v'neiches b'chol ba'e shar iray. So first it became a purchase to Avraham before the eyes of the B'nai Ches, in the presence of all the people in the city. And then it says, after Vayakam hasad v'amar shvel Avram lechus discover, not me'es B'nai Ches. So there's a lot of repetition over here. Let's see what he says. He says, V'rabim menam farsh tamo akach, ma ba kozal lamdein, what's this all teaching me? Ma ha'chashivos v'amashmois hamyuchedes, what is the significance and the specific implication b'knias ha'sadek v'rasara? So he has a very interesting observation. His observation is, V'nira b'zeh, ki k'nias ha'sadeh v'hamara ha'sherba, ho'isa ha'hei achazus harishayna shal amiso ba'aretz. It was the first possession of the Jewish people in the land of Israel. Because at first, me'oz huftecha eretz Canaan la'Avraham, when the land of Canaan was promised to Avraham, huskak Avraham la'achuzo mishalai. Avraham had to buy it, b'chdei likbar es meisai. He had to take possession of it to bury his dead. V'hinei zed davar pashir muvan. It is obvious, shamakam kfurasai shaladam, that a person's burial spot, Mesamel Yoiser Mikolas Makaimai Benachalasai, reflects more than anything else his ancestral ownership. Shekin Bechayev Shaladam, in a person's lifetime, Hare Famim Hunavanad Bechalaras, people travel all over the place. Vyeshashaf Maflig Liyamim Rame Arasaras, often people could go from one country to another. Umi Yemar Shehu Kaivea Masmare Shekan Huy Artsai. Who determines that he's pegging in nails, that this is his land? Ulam b'moysai, hare makam k'vrasai hu b'davka ba'artza v'nachlasa. When a person dies, his place of burial is davka in his land. So when Avraham asked the B'nai Ches, and he says, tenu li achuzas kever yimachem, his main goal was, lehei achiz ba'aretz hamuftachas loy ba'asid. He wanted to take possession and ownership on the land that was promised to him. V'alkein chafetz hoya liknois es makam kvur asara l'achuza pratis. Now, skip the next paragraph. Go to V'hinei b'nei ches tamu abakashasai. The b'nei ches were astonished. Madu azokakul achuzas kever. Why do they need davka, this ancestral plot? V'amrulai shema'inu adoini. They said, listen up, Nesi'ele kimata b'sachinu. Just bury your dead there. If you want a burial spot, we'll give it to you. Yinasin loy kever k'chal adam. We'll give you a very eminent spot. Avram Avinu says, no, I don't want any gifts. I don't want any presents. I want to buy it. I want to buy it at full price, full purchase. It's not only because he was afraid Ephron would retract. He wanted to show full ownership on it. Kalaymar, final paragraph, She'ikr mashma'usa shopar shazu, Hainu mitam ha-chashivus ha-myuchedes she-nitna le-etzem k'nias ha-sada. The implication of this parsha is the importance that is being conferred on the purchase of this field. This was a integral part of the acquisition of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, his basic point is the first acquisition of the Jewish people in the land of Israel is Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Okay? So that's the significance of the first 20 psukim of Parshas Chayisara. And it explains why every time we invoke the location of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, we mention, by the way, Avraham bought it from the B'nai Ches. So let's study this a little bit. This was the first acquisition of Avraham Avinu in Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned Parshas Lech Lecha, that Avraham Avinu made various acquisitions in Eretz Yisrael. For example, Hashem said, "Kum hisalich ba'aretz la'arko l'rachba," walk in the land. And the Gemara Baba Basra brings the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, walking is a kinyan. There's an opinion that Avraham Avinu built a mizbeach, and that was a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. There was an opinion that Avraham Avinu pitched his tents. That was a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. There were many, Avraham Avinu plowed the land. There are many various kinyanim that Avraham Avinu made in Eretz Yisrael. So why exactly, what's the significance of his purchase of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah? Avraham Avinu already made a kinyan. So what is the big significance of this purchase over here? Kinyan has already been made.
Could we say that when Avraham Avinu dug wells, that was kinyan as well?
Maybe. Maybe digging the wells was a kinyan. So I want to offer a few important ideas. Number one. Avraham Avinu comes to the B'nai Ches and he says, listen up. Ger v'toyshav anoichi imachem. I'm a stranger. I'm a toyshav. Avraham Avinu says, either sell it to me or it's mine anyway. So I don't understand. Would you go over to somebody, sell me your jacket. I like the North Face because it's very insulated. Give it to me, sell it to me, or it's mine. Why would I ask somebody to sell me something that's mine? If it's mine, then let's just cut to the chase. Give it to me, it's mine. So why is Avraham Avinu even making the suggestion, sell it to me, because if you don't, I'm going to take it. So take it. It's yours. Why would you spend one penny on something that you own? And L'char Avraham Avinu is right. He made various kinyanim here. Okay? Now, so I would say on a simple level like this. Even though it's mine, but I don't want you to ever come and claim that I stole something from you. Can I go over to your land and make a chazakah and walk on it and be kind of it? You can only acquire something from somebody if they allow you to acquire it. But if let's say you come into my land and you dig wells and you pitch a tent and you walk on it, it's meaningless. You know why? Because I'm the owner. All of these forms of acquisition only work if the owner of the land allow the purchaser to make those acquisitions. But if the owner says, get out of here, you don't own it, so you can make every kinyan in the world, it doesn't work. So the thing is, who's the owner? The owner is God. It's the first Rashi in Chumash. Rashi tells us that the reason why the Torah begins that Hashem created the world is so that we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world and He's given it to Avram Avinu. So have no questions about the fact that Avram Avinu is walking on the land of Canaan and digging wells on the land of Canaan and pitching his tent on the land of Canaan. God's the owner and He gave it to Avram Avinu. But Avram Avinu doesn't want to exercise that right only because he knows that at a later point in history, the New York Times are going to come and claim that we're colonizing the land. So Avram Avinu wants to buy it so that to silence any accusations that anyone would have. So he goes to the B'nai Ches and he says, sell it to me. I prefer that you sell it to me. And I'm going to pay top dollar for it. But if you don't sell it to me, it is mine. So then why is Avram buying it? Because Avram Avinu knows that there's something called the New York Times. And he doesn't want anyone ever accusing that he is occupying land that doesn't belong to him. So Avram Avinu says, do me a favor, sell me the land in full price. So I would say that what Rav Lev Mintzberg is offering is this is not the first necessarily acquired part of Eretz Yisrael, but it's the first acquisition that nobody can challenge because it was made with the consent of the seller and with a full-fledged kinyan that requires what we call Das Bailam. In fact, there's a medrash that says there are three areas of land that were purchased openly with full kinyan so that the nations of the world should not ever be able to make any accusation against. So the nations of the world should never be able to contest. It happens to be that these three areas that we have an obvious and blatant acquisition are the three most contested pieces of real estate in the whole world. And those three areas, the medrash says, are the Cave of the Patriarchs, the Tome of Joseph, and the Temple Mount. Those three areas, the Medrash says, we have documented that it was purchased with a full kinyan and was bought by Avram Avinu, by Yaakov Avinu, bought Shechem, and by David HaMelech from the Yevusi. So it's interesting. So I would say the significance of Maris HaMachpelah, it's not the first acquired area of Eretz Yisrael, it's the first acquired area that cannot be contested. So, you know, the B'nai Chay says, we'll give it to you as a gift. But, you know, Avram Avinu doesn't want any, he doesn't want, like, well, you know, the imprint of the giver on the area of land. He's going to buy it fair and square with for full price. That's one understanding.
So the kinyan was just the karka itself, not the trees.
Oh, okay. So let's, okay. That's one idea. Let's go to Rav Gifter. Okay? Take a look in the Sefer Pirkei Torah from Rav Mordechai Gifter, Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Gimel, Psukim Yutes Ruchav. It says that Yaakov Avinu came, Vayiken as Chelkas Hasoda, he bought the plain of the field, Vayatsev Sham Mizbeach, Vayikra Loi Kael Eloi Ke Yisrael. What does the Sfarno say? The Sfarno is bothered. Why did he have to buy the field and then make the Mizbeach? Just make the Mizbeach. Yeah? The Sfarno writes very short words. Ka'amroi, Eich Nashir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Nechar. How can we sing the song of the Almighty on foreign soil? The reason why Avram Avinu bought the field in Shechem is because if he would have just made the Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach could be construed to be on foreign territory. So he bought it, and then he made the Mizbeach. This way he's not in violation of Eich Nashir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Nechar. Admas Nechar! This is Eretz Yisrael! The Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu was Kum Hasalich Ba'aretz, and he made a kinyan on it. Why would Yaakov Avinu have to buy the field? Okay, so right off the bat we see that even when something is given to you in Eretz Yisrael, until you buy it, it's foreign territory. Which would explain why Avram Avinu wanted to buy the Maris HaMachpelah. We could, whatever the Sfarno says for the Chelkas Hasada and Shechem, we could apply to the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, that in other words, the same way we don't want to sing to Hashem on foreign territory, well, Avram Avinu doesn't want to bury Sarah in foreign territory. But the obvious question is, but it's not foreign territory because it was already given to Avram Avinu. So look what Rav Gifter says.
Was it given Avram Avinu or his descendants? Because it says...
Kilcha
u'zaracha.
Zaracha, so but it wasn't really given yet. It's given in the future, only after the seven nations reach the full of sin, then Israel will come and take possession of it.
But based on what we learned, Avram Avinu made a kinyan. And that's why he's able to tell the B'nai Ches, either sell it to me or get out. How could he say get out? The Kanani are still there. The answer is because it was given to him already. So what does Rav Gifter seems to be bothered by this? How is it foreign soil? So similar to what the Parshas Drachim says, that what Rav Asi was saying, that Avram Avinu was only given the Guf HaKarka, the actual land, Kinyan HaGuf. But he didn't have Kinyan Peirois, which means the grass that grew in it did not belong to him. That's why, even though Yaakov Avinu says, Avram Avinu says, give me the field, if you don't give it to me, I'm going to take it. That's because he owns the land and he could bury Sarah in the land. But Avram Avinu doesn't own the grass that grows there. So Rav Gifter says similarly, Shechezkas Akum Be'eretz Yisrael, the ownership, the possession of the nations of the world, it gives us a status of foreign territory. For example, Kidchazinan, Lamanda Amar de Svirle, the Yesh La'akum Kinyan Be'eretz, Aflaf Gia Midei Chumay Sumasrais. When a Gentile is in Eretz Israel, the Jew is no longer Chayiv and Chumas and Masrais. Why? Listen carefully. Sha'oisan Haskulais Haneflois Hamuchadois Eretz Israel, Bois Lidei Giluyan Hoamitis Rak Beyishuv Yisrael Be'eretz Becheskas Bailam. All the glorious mystical powers of the land of Israel only come to fruition when the Jewish people live there as owners. And that's the Yisoid, the Gemara in Ksuba says, that you're allowed to purchase land in Eretz Yisrael from a Gentile, even on Shabbos, and you could do Amir Ola'akum to tell them to write a shtar for you because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Aye, but we own the land. The answer is, listen carefully, so the way the Parsha Drachim says is, we have Kinyan Aguf, we don't have Kinyan Peirois. Or he's saying it, that the full mystical benefits of being in Eretz Yisrael can only be materialized if you have ownership of the land. Okay? I would say it's the same thing. It's Kinyan Peirois. Well, you know, Kinyan Peirois are eating the grass. Kinyan Peirois are enjoying the mystical benefits. And the same way for Yaakov Avinu to be considered singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land of Israel, he had to own it. Likewise, I would say, why is it so important to be buried in Eretz Yisrael or in Hebron? So there's an idea, Api Kabbalah, the Pesach of Gan Eden is by the Maris HaMachpelah, and if you're buried in Hebron, it's you're buried under the Kisei HaKavod. All the great benefits of being buried in Eretz Yisrael, is that the Karka itself, or is that the Peirois? That's probably Kinyan Peirois. So I would say exactly what the Sfarno says, why Yaakov Avinu had to buy the field before he built the Mizbeach in order to enjoy the Kinyan Peirois of Eretz Yisrael. Avram Avinu had to buy, in other words, he already owned Kinyan Aguf, but now he needs Sarah to have the benefits of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. He needed a purchase. So basically, we said over this morning, two approaches in understanding the significance of buying the Maris HaMachpelah. Either this is the first purchase in the land of Israel. So you'll ask, what do you mean? We already own the whole land. No, we owned it, but it was an ownership that could be contested. The nations of the world said, look, we're still on it. We're still occupying it. Who exactly gave it to you? God? We're the owner. You imagine you go to somebody's house and you move in and the guy says, well, what are you doing here? You say, God gave it to me. Okay, very nice. Shkoyach. You know, have a great day. So, but when Avram bought it, this was the first uncontested. In other words, this is the first ownership of the land of Israel that can't be contested. And in a sense, it gave us a handle on the land. This is not just Avram Avinu has the Maaseh Machpelah. He now has, by the way, that's why the Torah emphasizes, the Maaseh Machpelah, which was where? It's in Canaan. Oh, thank you for telling me what country this little 4x4 is. No, by having an uncontested ownership in that little spot, it, so to speak, established his sovereignty over the entire country. That's why the Torah emphasizes what country the cave is in. And that's why every single time the cave is mentioned, it tells you how Avram bought it and what country it's in. That's the approach of Reb Lev Mintzberg. Based on the Sfarno later on, that Yaakov Avinu had to buy the field before he made the Mizbeach, because otherwise it has a din of Admas Nechar. And the way Rav Gifter explains it is that the nations of the world have the ability that through, if they're practically speaking, occupying the land, they remove a certain status from the land. What the Parsha Drachim calls that they maintain Kinyan Peiros, but we're saying that the mystical benefits are analogous to Kinyan Peiros. By the same token, Avram Avinu purchased with an absolute Kinyan from the Bnei Ches, the Maaseh Machpelah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.